Being a guest on the Midweek Drive is more than a privilege, an honour, or a life-changing experience. Somehow it's a combination of all three, and an affirmation of one's commitment to excellence in broadcasting. And that goes double for you, dear listener. The Midweek Drive, each Wednesday at 5 p.m. on Siren 107.3 FM. Lincoln's gift to the world.
Quite right, too. And certainly proving that she's got more skill and ability, her general overall joie de vivre approach, we can actually welcome Annette André back to the Midweek Drive formally. Annette, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent.
I just mentioned that after this broadcast, I'm on my way to London.
I'm going over there on
a sad occasion, yep, because my very best friend of 45 years, Sue Lloyd, actually passed away last week, and I'm going over for her service.
Yeah, well, certainly.
But it will be also a joyful occasion in a way to celebrate her life, because it really was a joyful life.
I think you're absolutely
right. And she was a wonderful friend.
You're absolutely right. I mean, those of us of a certain chronological age can actually remember Sue Lloyd in a series called The Baron with Steve
right.
Forrest, and of course very much part of the ITC team that we've spoken about very positively.
Yes.
Latterly, of course, possibly better known for her work within Crossroads and a variety of other things. But the big message,
yes,
I think, which was coming across from Sue, was that she was somebody who always put the show into show business, really.
Certainly did.
Mm, yeah.
Bigger than life, Auntie Mame, and kind, just the kindest person with a heart of gold. She was wonderful.
I've been blessed to speak to a number of people who actually had worked with Sue, and the kind of constant line that's come through was that she was very much, without being cliched, an actor's actor. She kind of looked after the profession she worked with. Very much glamorous, a kind of Joan Collins contemporary in many ways.
Yeah,
I say we won't talk about the stud or the bitch, but that's a different line entirely. But that's
I know.
Yeah, in terms of her sort of abilities and skills, etc., she brought a certain amount of joy to the whole set. But Jodie, do you remember Sue Lloyd at all? You come across Sue Lloyd, the actress from Crossroads, The Baron, a whole heap of other fine things.
Well, I remember Crossroads, so I probably would recognise
Ronald Allen
on the screen.
was her partner on screen and in life, David Hunter.
Okay.
There's a line from that which is extraordinary. And obviously we send very positive vibes to Sue, where she's hopefully sort of tuned in on Heaven FM to this particular thing. You know, so that's the important thing.
Right.
Exactly. So, Annette, so next time you're back over on this side of the pond, though, we're going to have to get you up to Lincoln for much more positive routines, because how else are we going to actually have you delivering the fantastic new series we're launching this very day? It'll be the last Wednesday or thereabouts of every month, where we have Annette André's audio letters from upstate New York. We'll work on the jingle and we'll work on a catchy name for it, but it's exciting to work on that basis, which is fantastic. Today, Annette, we're going to be focusing on something which also features another one of our folk that we've kind of been connected with because of her fantastic work, obviously, with the Born Free Foundation and indeed with
Virginia.
Exactly, and Matt Manor,
yeah,
etc., Virginia McKenna. So
yes,
share with us, Annette, what's this week's inaugural letter from upstate New York featuring?
Well, for me, it's really taken over all the other news from here because it was so drastic. Last week, I believe you've heard it a bit over there, but maybe some of the listeners haven't, 58 wild animals had to be shot when the owner of an Ohio sanctuary released them into the countryside before he committed suicide. I mean, the captive animals included, there were 18 endangered Bengal tigers, 14 lions, there were cheetahs, monkeys, a grizzly bear, and some black bears, even a camel, and if I remember rightly, I think a zebra. The owner had just been released from prison on weapons charges and had been cited for more than, about a dozen times, I think, in the past for animal cruelty. But the sanctuary was never closed. I mean, they went and people looked at it and they came back and said it was terrible conditions, and nobody closed it. And then he goes mental, or whatever it was that he did, and lets them all out before he kills himself. And Ohio, like a number of states over here, have no laws against private ownership of what they call exotic animals, as the, it, well, it's a thriving trade in wild animals, and that's what they call it, exotic animals. I mean, it's just ridiculous. They have no chance. These poor, innocent animals, which were living in hell to begin with, then they're let out, and they're just killed. Oh. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was just dreadful. Anyway, Virginia was in touch with me. We've been in touch, Virginia McKenna, and she said to tell everybody that there is a piece. In fact, I'm looking at a piece right now on Born Free USA, but their website is Born Free UK, I think it's .org in England, but you should all look it up and see what people are doing and what the Born Free are doing to try to get things done. And on the USA site, obviously over here, they're trying to do as much as possible in getting laws changed, and we need a lot of input for that. You know, even people from England and other places can log on to the USA site, and as they're here, then it's an opportunity for you to say you want to take action or join their action team and send letters or whatever it is you want to do. But I think we've really got to go after this. You know, get onto the governor of this state and all sorts of things. And if people are calling in from other countries too, I think that's a very good thing.
The site is...
that's my piece for today.
That's what heart-hitting...
I did want to say, you know, what do people out there, what do your listeners... I keep wanting to say viewers.
it depends. I mean, you could look at the radio and we'll take it as a viewer. We haven't installed the webcam as yet, but who knows what could happen on that?
We should do it.
We'll work on that.
But what do they think about individuals being allowed to keep, you know, wild animals? Mm. It's dreadful. What do they think?
Well, let's test that out with our studio co-presenters, Jodie Orton. What are your views on this mass slaughter? I mean, there's no other word for it, for the animals that were released into the wild. Exactly.
Well, I think it's, you know, so disappointing to hear that you've got endangered species just being, you know, shot because some irresponsible person has decided to keep them and then let them out. I mean, it really is, you know, dreadful, because obviously the endangered species, we want to be taking care of them, and I think there are people out there who do want to look after these animals, and it should be the people that do want to look after them and not just anybody.
It's really a case of acknowledging that as human beings on the planet, we still keep forgetting that we're here to actually act as stewards for the planet, to actually sort
That's
of live
right.
in harmony with our wildlife friends, etc. And we know nature can be cruel, etc. But that's still no excuse for turning around and, as I say, engaging in mass slaughter of the whole thing.
Well, I will be raising this on the American Dream Team show straight after midweek drive.
We hope if Phil is listening as well from Chilpack Hollywood, we'll also connect it within Los Angeles as well. Chloe, as a last from Norwich, say just starting your American Studies program here at the University of Lincoln. It's week 5 now. What's your view on this incident in America?
I think it's terrible. I mean, how did this guy even get that many animals in the first place? I mean, surely he must have a criminal record as well. Mm. For weapon handling or whatever it was. So the
you're absolutely right. How did he manage to get them?
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, I think it's really bad. I mean, the animal shouldn't have even been there in the first place. So.
It's interesting that on the website that you provided for us there, Annette, bornfree.org.uk for our UK listeners, the official line is keep wildlife in the wild. And I think, you know, that's a good strapline to actually bear in mind, really, because, you know, clearly there have been issues recently with respect to circuses coming through. Jodie, you're actually going to see Cirque du Soleil, which thankfully doesn't feature any animals other than the humankind when you're over in Los Angeles.
Yes, so I certainly am.
It's positive from that point of view. But, you know,
that's what all circuses should be.
Well, there we are, exactly.
Can I just cut in here?
Of course.
Within that terrible killing, I think they didn't shoot. There was a very small number of animals, maybe 6 or 8, I can't remember, one of which was a baby grizzly. But they saved that little number of things, and now they're incarcerated in a zoo. So they're out of the frying pan into the fire anyway, through the ability of one not good individual somehow or other getting these animals. And I'm being with the Born Free Foundation. I'm very anti-zoos. I don't think there's any good place for captive wildlife anyway.
Well, we've regularly featured another one of your contemporaries, Alexandra Bastida, on the show. She runs her own animal sanctuary, of course, in the southern parts of the country. And
that's a sanctuary. Yeah, that's exactly. Saving from...
Yeah, precisely.
Whatever. I'm not sure what she does now, but...
Oh, Alexandra works her own path. It's extraordinary, Annette. You know, it takes that a line from the Champions in all sorts of ways, really, which is, in fact, it's called the Champions Animal Sanctuary. But again, in terms of that, you're still faced with this whole notion, as we said, of saying, look, you know, bear in mind, we're coming up to Christmas now, animals are not sort of fashion accessories. You can't say, oh, a fancy one for the season, and then say, that's it, it's gone, you know, as the strap line goes. You know, a dog or an animal is for life, not just for Christmas.
Exactly.
Sorry, on my high
You're
horse here.
Right.
Sorry.
Thanks for saying that.
Chloe, have you got any pets?
No.
No.
My dad is allergic to everything, so we have no pets. I'd like pets, but not allowed any.
Curious. Father allergic to everything, really. So, who knew? Fabulous cigar. Jody, your cat has achieved legendary status, of course, because of its veterinary visits. Because actually, Annette, it was revealed last week that Jody's cat is suffering from stress.
Yes, poor
stress.
Little thing.
They can. Yes.
So hopefully I think he's on the mend now. He seems a lot happier this week.
That's Harry.
Harry, yes.
And does he know?
I'm not sure. We had a cat too once, ages ago, which suffered from stress. And I think we gave her, I can't remember, you'd have to find out about it because I can't really remember. I think it was evening primrose oil. It seemed to help.
Yeah, very good.
Have a look into that.
Nice organic solution there.
You'll have to find out. I think you put it on their neck or something, or I don't think it's in food. I don't know, but look it up.
Yeah.
I will do.
There we are. Evening primrose oil, fantastic on that basis. Have you broken the news to Harry that you're off for a fortnight to Los Angeles, Jody?
He kind of knows,
knows.
He's going to be in very, very good care while I'm away.
If he's listening now, of course, he does know, so let's hope it hasn't been too much of a shock then. Sorry, Annette, we just need to keep aware of our feline
that's
listeners.
That's all right, I'm listening.
Exactly, it's crucial from that point of view. I think that's gone splendidly for the first inaugural, as we say, it's like the inaugural presidential address, really.
It certainly has,
Annette's first official audio letter from upstate New York. I'm going to work on a catchy jingle to kind of get that sorted through from that point of view.
I hope I don't have to sing it.
Well,
you can sing a jingle, that'd be good.
Well, we can get all sorts of things there. So, Annette, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the midweek drive today?
Oh, I have. Oh, yes, I have. And I think, you know, the message has been gotten out, which I think is a very good thing. And thank you for all your words about it and everybody else there.
Very much. More than happy to support
that's
that.
Wonderful. I think Virginia will be pleased too.
Precisely. Bornfree.org.uk. Of course, don't forget AnnetteAndre.com, the go-to place to find out all manner of magical things with respect to Annette, etc. You can also download various other podcasts that Annette has taken part in. They're still up online. And these monthly letters will also be available for download as well. As I said, it's kind of like the book as it's evolving, really, in all sorts of ways. I take it then you'll be back with us for, I don't know, would you possibly be looking at a Thanksgiving Day letter from upstate New York?
I haven't got that in front of me, but it's...
Because if we're looking at the last, technically the last Wednesday in November is November the 30th. So I think that's just after Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, it's the week before.
Yeah.
The 24th is Thanksgiving.
And I always think it'd be wonderful to get an Australian actress's perception on Americans celebrating kicking out the Brits. You know, there's a line there. But I've always sort of felt, you know, when we talk about Thanksgiving, and obviously when we have lots of American correspondence with the whole thing. I mean, the American Dream Team. I mean, obviously, you know, celebrating Thanksgiving from that point of view. I mean, will you be doing anything special, Jodie?
We certainly will be. We're still working on that for now, so you'll have to tune in to find out what will be happening.
Chloe, are you sort of a Thanksgiving, or is it a case of, I didn't realise they had that kind of thing in America?
No, can't say I've ever celebrated it. But.
No. Well, Norwich, why would you, really? I mean, it's important. Other things to celebrate. Interesting enough, Norwich used to be the second largest urban area in England in the 1700s.
Second largest.
Third was Bristol. What went right then? You know, Norwich obviously is just, you know, celebrated. In fact, there is an argument, Annette, that Norwich was actually the home of the first ever provincial newspaper. battle between.
Is that true?
It's between Norwich and Bristol. There's a long-standing sort of notion that there was a news an edition called the Newsboy. I think the only surviving edition is at number 73, but there is an argument that it was actually Norwich that launched the first ever provincial newspaper. So. That's a little bit of information you might like to share with your colleagues in New York, indeed on the flight over, Annette. You know, I don't know.
A little bit of trivia I've heard. Apparently Lincoln Cathedral was once the tallest building in the world.
Yes, yeah, there we are. Mm. Yes, it just goes to show.
Obviously many centuries ago.
So much added value on the whole thing. Annette André, we take it then you will return very shortly, indeed at the end of November.
Will do, and I look forward to that. Thank you.